Welcome back to the Tuesday edition, July 11th, 2006, and we're broadcasting live from the world-famous Eastwood Building, high atop the Hog's Breath, right here in Carmel-by-the-Sea, California. Of course, you're listening to the historic KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. You know, we have someone here on the line right now, and it's a special guest of the Jazz Cat himself. History is made every day in the world, but in the world of jazz, you know, it kind of goes along step by step, and occasionally you have an individual that is of legendary proportions, and he has that person on today. And by the way, if you want to hear all the other interviews that Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs has had over the past year, you can go to his active website, www.thejazzcat.net. Remember, it's .net. And you'll be able to hear all the interviews, including Grammy and Academy Award winners, people like Diane Reeves, Carmen Lundy, Terrence Blanchard, Ornette Coleman, and the list is too enormous to go over right now. So without further ado, let me introduce the Jazz Cat himself, Leroy Downs. How you doing,
Gary?
Leroy?
What's happening, Gary?
Hey, there's that voice.
How you doing, man?
I only had that voice when I got a cold.
Yeah,
okay.
I hope those are the phones ringing in the background are people calling in because they want to hear who my special guest is.
A lot of people waited here for your special guest today, so let me turn it over to you.
Today we have an intelligent cat, man, one who thinks and composes music on his own vibe. Voted Mallet Man of the Year 2006, Mr. Joe Locke.
Hey, what's up, Leroy?
Hey, Joe, how you doing, man?
I'm very well, man. It's nice to be on your show and good to hear you, man.
Oh, man, good to hear you too, man. And I was just sent the disc, the one that you did with Keezer and Therion and Mike Pope live in Seattle, and it's a beautiful, beautiful compilation, man.
Oh, thank you very much, Leroy. It was really a pleasure to do that that concert at the Ballard Jazz Festival that was recorded live. And you know, I always say sometimes after a good gig, you say, well, that was a great gig. It's gone into the ether, never to be heard. But this time, man, it was caught. It was caught by the folks at the Ballard Festival, and it was such a pleasure to do that. It was just a gift that it was caught, you know, for posterity. And I'm really fortunate that it was documented, man. I love playing with Keezer and with Therion Gully and Mike Pope, and it's just every time I get a chance to play with those cats, it's a present for me.
Well, you know, you're a musician that seems to flourish in a multitude of musical combinations, man, from duos and trios all the way up and down the line. What's the most fun that you have, the freedom of a smaller combo or the density of a bigger sound?
Mm-mm-mm. I know that I have much more experience in smaller ensembles, but having said that, I really do enjoy being in a situation where I'm playing, for example, with a big band or a jazz orchestra, shall we say. I've been writing more for big band and writing myself into the ensemble, and I really enjoy doing that. I was one of the original members of the Mingus Big Band when it first started, and I remember there were no vibe parts, and I would say to Sue Mingus, you know, is it cool if I double the trumpets here, and can I go along with the saxophones here, and here I might comp with the piano, and I would write vibraphone parts to, as I wished, you know, to tailor a part for myself, and I enjoy doing that. Having said that, I love playing in duo with pianists, and I love playing in small kind of chamber contexts, as with Storm's Nocturnes, a trio that's led by Tim Garland, the saxophonist from Europe, and some various other things that I've been doing. But I like it all, man.
Yeah, I know you do. We like it all, too. This is Leroy Downs on Live with the Jazz Cat. You're listening on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Today with me I have Mr. Joe Locke. Well, the reason I asked is because, Joe, we spoke a little while back and we were talking about Jean-Michel Pilk.
And, oh, yeah.
I interviewed him not too long ago, and when you listen to that cat plays and you said that you were going to play with him, I'm like, okay, where are you going to fit in, man? That guy's all over the place, all those notes, man.
Man, the amazing thing, you know, that's a good question. And when you hear who the other guy we were playing with was, you really want to ask that question, because the person that brought us together is an incredible alto saxophonist from Italy named Rosario Giuliani. And Rosario, for those who don't know about him, he's a Dreyfus recording artist, and he's one of the greatest alto saxophone players in the world today. And he plays so much saxophone, it hurts, man. Just an unbelievable musician. And the amazing thing was that we played as a quintet together in Rome, and with myself and Jean-Michel and a bass and drums. And the cats are such great musicians that it worked. I mean, Jean-Michel, who's capable of playing so much music and so many notes, sometimes would just take his hands off the piano keyboard and I would comp for Rosario, or he would let me start my solo with nothing. And there was just so much listening going on that it all worked. It was such a pleasure, man.
Yeah, man, like minds for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, being self-taught on an instrument must allow for all kind of freedom, possibility, and creativity to thrive without the ugly borders of, you know, that's not correct, getting in your way. Tell us how you did your deal with the vibes.
Wow, that's a great question. I think one of the reasons that I love the vibraphone is because it doesn't have a huge weight of history attached to it. Mm. There's seemingly no real right way or wrong way to play the instrument, to approach the instrument. And I love saxophone. I think in my mind I'm a frustrated tenor saxophone player, and I love sort of like the linear possibilities of the saxophone that have been, you know, have been shown to us by, you know, by all the great saxophone players and the current young masters. And I feel that it's really for me to try to take that language and translate it to the vibraphone is something that I've always enjoyed doing. And on the vibraphone, even stuff that I would take and from saxophone players and try to make my own, or just try to play it on the instrument, it ends up on the vibraphone sounding completely fresh. Even though it might be, it's saxophone language that maybe several saxophonists are playing on my instrument, it sounds new because it hasn't been played on this particular instrument. So there are so many possibilities of how to approach the instrument, you know, in a pianistic way, playing with four mallets or playing with two mallets like a horn player. And there are so many grips, ways to hold the mallets, and come up with your own way through the musical maze to find a personal identity, it's a liberating experience knowing that there's not that right way or wrong way to play the instrument. Your way is the right way.
Right. Well, that's, you know, a beautiful way to play as well. You're listening to Joe Locke on Live with the Jazz Cat, broadcast to you on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. This is Leroy Downs. You know, there's a book that I'm now reading. It's called The Dark Tree, and it's about the history of the music along the Central Avenue Core here in Los Angeles.
Mm, mm.
And one of the key educators from that era received a message from one of his elders when he was young, and he said, "If I teach you this, you got to promise to pass it on." And I imagine that sense of sharing experience is significant to you as well.
Wow, man. It's extremely, extremely important to me. I feel that because I make a living, knock on wood, as a player, as a performer, that and at this particular stage in my life, I'm not making my living as an educator. I really feel what I have to offer, I like to offer freely, you know, to those who want it, or folks who come to me for lessons. I try to give, you know, what I can, and what I've gotten from cats who passed it down to me.
Yeah.
And I feel that it's my pleasure, and it's actually good. I'm being honored when somebody wants to get something that I've worked hard to get. It makes me feel makes me feel honored that they want what I have to offer. And I give it with great pleasure, because it's something that I'm very, very happy to pass on.
Well, just like your sounds motivated you, you know, your sounds motivate others as well.
No, exactly. You know, I was given a great gift a while back, actually a few years ago now, by my good friend Stefan Harris, the Vibes player. And Stefan, at one point a long time ago, studied with me briefly, although he had already had so much together. And he very graciously at an award ceremony acknowledged what I had given him when he was my student. And that was such a beautiful thing to do, to acknowledge that passing of the information. And the way he did it was so gracious and so gentlemanly. That was a beautiful thing. And I feel it's part of the music that makes it such a great thing, such a beautiful thing, is that we have something, we want to pass it on. We don't want to keep it selfishly to ourselves, because we don't own it. It's something that we take responsibility for a time and pass it on.
Well, we all like to pass on love and praise to the source, man, you know.
Yes, definitely.
Well, playing music is like an accumulation of power. I mean, everybody you play with or come in contact with gives you a little bit more of something that you may not have had before, you know. What has been one of the key experiences from all your musical relationships that has stood out above the rest as a significant, relevant, you know, factoid in your approach to the music?
Help me out with that question one more time, Leroy.
Well, you know, like, let's say, you know, you play with Keezer. Well, Keezer played with Blakey, and Blakey played with all these other cats. So it's like you always pick up little pieces and parts from all of these people that you play with. I was just wondering if there was a significant instance that you played with somebody and you said, hey, you know what, this is a key fact of the music. I'll always remember this, and I put that into my arsenal of notes.
Oh, no, without a doubt, man. I mean, when I play, for example, playing with Keezer, there's a deep sense of time, and his sense of time that's so strong and so swinging that I've caught myself thinking that's coming from his experience with Blakey's band. You know, there are times that I've been on the bandstand hundreds of times with Eddie Henderson, and I feel all of the influences that Doc has, that have come from Blakey, from Herbie Hancock's band, from all the experiences that he's had and that he brings to the bandstand. It's like he's not just bringing himself; he's bringing all his history with all the masters he's played with and sharing them with me. So, I mean, definitely. And my feeling is that I hope that at some point I'll be able to I'll be able to pass all these stuff that I've gleaned from playing with all the great musicians that I've had the opportunity to play with, and that will be felt in my music as well. You know
that's going to happen, man. You're listening to Joe Locke on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. This is the segment Live with the Jazz Cat, and I'm the Jazz Cat, Leroy Downs. Hey, Joe, your compositions, man, are like modern day musical vignettes, man. It's like a magic carpet ride into the galaxy of jazz, rhythm, and groove, where you can instantly get a visual and lock on the vibe. You know?
Woo! I like that, man. I'm going to quote you on that one.
You know, I know you're playing with Jeff Keezer and the Tank, Tarion Gully, with those guys dropping all their beats and the melodic romance that you lay down. You know, the people must leave your performances like with a complete novel of music.
Man, that's so nice of you to say. I think, especially, it's interesting that you mentioned that particular quartet, because I think one of the things that I love about the quartet, you know, with the Joe Locke, Jeffrey Keyser group, is that we really have free rein to, you know, to write and play whatever we want to. The new album Live in Seattle is on the Origin label, and a beautiful thing about the cats at Origin, John Bishop and Matt Jorgensen, is that when we asked them, are there any parameters, any guidelines, they said, yeah, play what you want to play.
That's beautiful.
And I've gotten a sense from audiences after hearing the band that they were taken on a ride by the compositions. There's a piece that that Jeffrey wrote called Honu, and it's a programmatic piece that was written inspired by swimming with the turtles off the coast of one of the Hawaiian islands. And I can't help but every time I play that song that I'm underwater with the turtles. It's an evocative piece, and people have come up at the end when Jeffrey describes the piece. They've come up, he would describe it before the performance and give people a window into the inspiration for the composition, and people would come up and say how much they enjoyed it and how they got that vibe and could see the sun, you know, hitting the water from above, and they were, you know, snorkeling underwater. That may sound a little bit corny, but people always seem to respond to that at our concerts. There's a piece I composed called Verrazano Moon that's a ballad, and its origins are in sadness and loss. And it's really interesting to have people come up after a performance and express to me how that song made them feel, or express to me even the loss of a loved one and how they tapped into their own sadness after hearing the piece of music. And for me, that's incredibly gratifying to feel that the music opens the listener up to be able to close enough to share something like that with you after hearing the music is a beautiful, intimate thing, you know?
It is, man, and I know that's what you provide, those visuals with your concerts, man. People can really feel the music that you play.
Oh, thank you, Leroy.
This is Leroy Downs on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cast. Today with me, I have Mr. Joe Locke. You know, for some artists, it's almost more enjoyable to experience their performance in a smaller venue rather than a festival. But with your music, you can't be relegated to either, because there's an element that fits perfectly in both settings. You know, what is it that allows you to charismatically engage an intimate audience and a grandiose audience with the same, you know, cerebral sense of involvement?
And that's... You really come with some good questions, man. That's really beautiful. I find that oftentimes different music kind of calls for a certain kind of a setting, a certain kind of environment. Playing jazz, a lot of times I feel like it really needs, I want to feel the audience up close. I played recently at a wonderful festival, the Kingston Jazz Festival, up in Kingston, New York, and I played with a trio, with Terrion Gully and Mike Pope, in a trio context, and the audience, it was an outdoor stage, and the audience seemed a little far away, and they were on lawn chairs and seats on kind of far away from the band, and before we started playing, I said, come on, you guys, come up closer, we need you, you know, we need to feel you, you know, and they pulled up their lawn chairs closer, and it was kind of a nice feeling to make it more intimate. Sometimes in a small group setting, I really prefer playing in clubs, because it's, you want to feel that intimacy, and you want to be able to, it's a nice feeling to be able to look into people's eyes, too,
right.
For me. But having said that, sometimes with the quartet, with with Keezer. It's a 50% acoustic, 50% kind of electric band with electric bass and keyboards, and it really sometimes gets into a really backbeat kind of almost rock vibe at times, and it's great to play really big rooms with that band because you can really get into a vibe that has a big vibe to it, and so sometimes with that band it's fun to play larger venues and feel that energy. So I think there can never be a hard and fast rule about what's better for the music. You know, sometimes I'll play somewhere and think, oh, this is going to be a perfect venue for this music, and I'll be dead wrong, and vice versa, you know?
Well, you sound wonderful when you play. This is Leroy Downs, Live with the Jazz Cat is the show. My guest today, Mr. Joe Locke. Gary, how are we doing on time?
Well, just about there, Leroy. I hate to say it, but we're enjoying the interview so much, as usual.
Joe, that's George Fuller. What CD is this ballad on? Verrazano Moon, or is it recorded?
Verrazano Moon is a ballad that's on my group Four Walls of Freedom.
I see.
It's on an album called Dear Life.
Okay, I have
and
that.
It's also on a recording soon to be released in duo with a pianist, Frank Kimbrough, that's going to be coming out on the Omnitone label in the fall, which will be called Verrazano Moon.
Leroy, can we get Joe back again maybe in another time?
Love to do it. Love to do it. I have so many questions I want to ask Joe. But, Joe, thanks so much, man, for spending and taking the time with us here at KRML to do your interview, man. Appreciate you and your music.
Thank you so much for having me, Leroy.
Of course. Of course.
And you're welcome back anytime, Joe. We have, as George Fuller was mentioning, your music is played here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio all the time, and you do have a legion of fans. So.
I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough for that. Without you cats, the music is the sound of one hand clapping. So thank you so much.
Joe, vibraphonists are a rare animal, so don't let go. Trust me, you go through a jazz library, you'll find out just what I'm talking about.
Thank you very much. Joe Locke, special guest of Leroy, the Jazz Cat Downs. And if you'd like to get this interview, hear it on again, you can go to the Jazz Cat's website, and that's www.thejazzcat.net. And you'll be able to hear this interview as well as all the others that the Jazz Cat has conducted over the past year here over on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, exclusively here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. And again, thank you very much, Leroy.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Joe Locke, special guest of Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs. We'll be right back with more from our For Locals Only show on the 11th day of July, Tuesday, 2006. It is For Locals Only on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, and we are at the Eastwood Building in Carmel by the Sea, California.